Hello and welcome everybody to Every Week Casts with Monster Girls, a kind of limited series where we cover week to week the hottest and freshest new episodes of Monster Musume, the number one Monster Girl show on the planet. Don't deny it. I was about to say the number one independent Monster Girl program. Yeah, I don't think it's independent. I think it's corporate, but it doesn't feel like it. You know what I mean?
No, this feels artisanal.
Did I already introduce me and Alan?
No, you did not.
Okay. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. This is my co-host, Alan Black. And this week we have Paris at Daragon.
Yep, that's me.
And we're going to be talking up big monster Musume facts, feelings, opinions, covering it all in a live commentary. Listen to it with a part. Hold a party around it. Get some Dos Equis or some sort of like.
Get some fucking nachos. Get some like some appetizers, man.
Damn, yeah.
I've been meaning to talk to you about your nacho addiction lately.
I've been ever since I fucked up those nachos the other night. I've been real upset.
Do you think Mia could make the perfect nacho?
I think she's the perfect person. Hold on. It is revealed that her cooking is very bad.
Yeah. She couldn't. She'd fuck up the cheese too, man. She'd fuck it up worse.
She'd fuck up the cheese too. Those casein molecules are fucked up, and my professor would get angry at me.
Was your monster a monster girl?
My professor?
It was your professor. Sorry, I was thinking of the Kanye West song.
Oh, well, that's what I'm always thinking of, but whatever. Anyway.
We should probably talk a little to our guest this week, Daragon.
Hello.
We kind of wanted to know, what's your history with Monster Girls? Are they the only thing keeping you alive, a la me and Alan right now?
I mean, like, kind of, yeah. Like, this show's definitely, like, been a highlight of the past few weeks for me. I'd heard a lot about, like, the manga, and so...
And you've read it all, like you should have.
No.
What? No. Bro...
I'm sorry.
So you're good. So you're coming into this episode blind. Me and Alan have researched the manga.
I actually read the chapter that this was based on.
Nice.
Right before I watched it.
I haven't yet. I kind of wanted to go in a little fresh on this one, but I think I've reread Monster Musume twice.
Nice.
Once for pleasure, the other time for hard studying and research, because I feel like.
Well, see, I went through everything again whenever we had our Monster Girl Vagina Gate. I don't know what to call it. Debacle?
I
insist that Mia has a cloaca. He insists it must be a human vagina.
It's gotta be a human vagina, right? Like,
consider this. Her butt scaled up. Where does she poop from?
Yeah, true. She does kind of just have, like, a half butt.
Let's not get into this. We're trying to keep this politically
clean. You're trying to keep
clean.
This positive.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Sorry for imposing my views on this.
Listen,
we're trying to keep.
We know what you feel about religion and the two-party system. We don't need to hear what you feel about Monster Girl genitals.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But,
Hashtag political.
And, don't get Alan going about what Trump believes on, Monster Girl genitals, or he's gonna flip.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man, you should have seen how angry El Chapo's son got at Trump for talking about Monster Girl genitalia.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, boy. I can't believe Trump somehow pissed off the Monster Girl community and the Latino community. It's pretty...
I'm doubly offended.
It's very... it's very impressive.
Boy. Impressively depressing. Trump, you're not allowed to listen to the podcast. You're banned.
Hey, yeah, that thing on your head, is that a Monster Girl? I don't think so.
It's not sexy.
Kind of looks like it, but it's
girl.
Not sexy enough.
Oh, boy.
Get out of here.
So, Alan, can you tell the listeners how they're going to sync up with us here real quick?
Yes. So, we are watching this on Crunchyroll, our favorite anime streaming website. And we're watching SD just to keep everything from, like, skipping or anything like that, just to be safe. But I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, and then click play. So we'll all be starting at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. So whenever you're ready, 3, 2, 1, click.
Ah, the moon in the sky with the stars. It's a metaphor.
Mm-hmm. For nighttime.
These are some strong girls.
Powerful.
Powerful girls, I guess you could say. Do you think they ever break noise violations? Do you think they have to call in the police?
I think probably Miss Smith, like, soundproofed their house.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say real quick.
There's a lot of screaming again, that goes
I just
on.
Want to express my disappointment that they did not get Kanye West's Monster as the opening track.
I'm very upset by that. That's something we think about every week. I love this OP, but it's not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's because...
not what it could be.
Because I'd like to hear what Kanye thinks about the show.
Also, ooh, because I think I would really just like to... whenever Nikki says pink wig thick ass, give him whiplash to cut to the mermaid girl.
Also, Paris, could you turn your mic up some on Skype?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just...
on Skype.
What do you think she's saying?
I don't know. I wish we knew Japanese so we could just understand this.
I wish they would say they love me. They would tell me that they love me. Yeah. Yes. Do you find Arachnia, like, a mystery at this point, Doragon? Like, do you just look at it and you go, what is she?
Yeah, basically. I'm basically, this whole experience is basically me waiting to get to Arachnia. Like, I
she's
can't
my second
wait.
Favorite.
I think I keep calling her Arachnia, but her name's really Rachnia, right?
It is just Rachnia, yeah.
The horny bomb, the second most powerful form of bomb, the first being
remember when
Goku
summoned
bomb.
All the life force of everybody in the universe to drop the horny bomb?
Made everybody horny, and that's how the show came into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Goku. Everybody, let's just take a moment here to have a moment of silence for Goku, who died again recently.
Oh, man. That dude is always dying.
What's his deal?
I think
my notes in this scene are Mia in glasses, eye emoji, heart eyes emoji, okay, and then 3 100s.
So that's 300%?
Mm-hmm. I keep it 300, yeah. Like the Romans.
No woman should have that power, and that's Mia, and that's being 30 feet long. Also, should we discuss the Mia body pillow that got announced recently?
Oh, man, it's
so good.
Yeah,
we're trying to do a crowdfund, yeah.
So,
that's like
Taylor Swift, you paid for that fucking lady's goddamn college tuition. You would not buy me that DOA Kasumi doll. I think I fucking deserve this fucking Docky.
Mia Docky, yeah, come on.
Yeah, that Mia Docky is pretty intense. It's basically like the Dakimakura version of that Hunter x Hunter figurine with the hair that goes like a million feet in the air.
Alan hasn't watched Hunter x Hunter yet.
Oh, man.
I haven't.
Oh, man.
I heard it's kind of like JoJo's, so I think I'd like it.
It's wonderful.
It's really good. Also, I always imagined using that Gon figure as a kind of weapon to defend yourself in your own home.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm going to do when I get my special edition Phantom Pain collector's edition. I'm gonna chop off my own hand and put the
robot hand on.
Robot hand
my
on.
God, I hope there's a special edition Monster Musume package.
Oh yeah, dude, yeah.
What is it gonna have? Like 1,000 freaking postcards, but then I can pretend they were actually sent by Mia.
Yeah,
he's getting feisty in this fight.
Ooh yeah,
really feisty.
I'm really into the characters just brutalizing harem man the entire time in all of their fights. I'm pretty into that.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Yeah. The struggle is true. The struggle is real. See, that's what's great storytelling. You know how I'm a bit of a storyteller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by trade.
By trade. I'm published, by the way, if I haven't mentioned before.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That happened a while back. What makes a great story is great conflict. And great monster girls and great booby shots.
Yes.
How do you think that the fucking Great Gatsby became the great American novel? It was all those pristine, beautiful passages about Gatsby hanging out in his pool with his schlong and his tight swimsuit.
Now this
and
right
the monster titties.
There was no monster girls in America at the time. It was a little.
Well, no, the thing racist. Is, when he was staring at that green light across the bay, he was really just thinking of the slime girl, who's also green.
That's true. That's why it's not my favorite novel, but mostly because I don't think monster girl slime girls are the best.
Right, right, right.
I see their appeal, but I don't.
Doragon, you're gonna learn the power of slime girl soon. You might be into it.
I think it's next episode, actually.
I might be.
It's all up
to... Monty's, like, super
listen,
into
it. It's like...
It's gonna be hard to top Mia, though. Like, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Snake Lady's pretty good.
She's pretty top tier.
She's our favorite.
She's number one. It's hard to beat. Like, that's what is so impressive about this manga. They come out...
I really like dude's like Shuriken nosebleed move. It's pretty good. Yes,
that was pretty powerful.
It's pretty good.
That's what happens to me every time I get aroused too. Is I my nose bleeds and I fly up in the air. and then that's why I'm anemic. Really,
it's too many boners.
Yeah, too many boners.
I think we were talking about this earlier. You have to wear your compression suit like a Freeman of Dune.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, my Fremen still suit. Yeah. I have a Mia Docky that's bound to my body's electrical field, and if I move away from it, it shatters.
Girl ditties are kind of like spice, because you need them if you're going to travel across the universe.
True. Mm-hmm.
And of course, there was the Butlerian Jihad where we killed all the robot monster girls.
Yes.
God damn. Dune fucking sucks.
Dude's cool.
Dude is great.
What do you think about Duncan Idaho?
What the fuck is that?
That's Patrick Stewart's character in the movie and guy.
Right.
Oh, Saria, I feel bad for Saria. Daragon, we asked this of every guest. How do you feel about Saria so far?
You know, I don't know. I don't know how to feel yet.
She's a great girl.
Yeah.
But she's the worst monster.
Yeah.
I hate horses.
Alan especially.
I enjoy her power. I like that she's a very powerful lady.
Oh, you're one of those kind of guys. I'm getting
No, it's
hey,
fun.
Do you think Saria has deep
pockets? Oh, there's fucking Paul Blart again.
It's fucking anime Paul Blart. God damn it.
God damn. The guy from the last episode.
Why does this guy just keep grabbing the boobies?
He's like the
Yosuga no Sora dude. He's just crushing those boobies in his hands.
And it's always like it's always like by accident. It's always like he grabs them and then doesn't.
The first episode, I give him the first episode, but the second he.
Yeah, like this is just sort of like, okay, how did you not know that you were grabbing on some titties there? Like, it's not something
like they're like 90% of her body. Yeah. So like maybe it's.
Do you think they hired Tomonobu Itagaki to, like, overlook the Saria character?
Absolutely.
Jiggle physics are on point. They're on fleek.
I like the stand reference. That was nice.
He's just sitting there with his shades. Just like...
I like that there's a reference to JoJo in that scene.
Yes. Yeah.
Most things are better with references to JoJo's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except for Dog and Scissors, which was made worse by its references to JoJo's.
I disagree. But
no, that made it worse because it made me realize that somebody who enjoys the same things that I do made this horrible show without wanting to fuck a dog.
Oh, his eyes disappeared again. Where did they go? We should have a special segment where we just ask where his eyes went. Where do you think his eyes went?
To his balls.
Do you think they're peeping in the president's office trying to steal some secrets from the Americans?
Do you think that's like he has some sort of stand power where he can send his eyes somewhere else?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's just because I don't believe in
it. I would think it'd be called like Private Eyes by Hall and Oates.
If there was a world that had monster girls and stands, I would kill myself and see if I could make it to that world. That's not fun. I didn't say that. But I just want to be there more than I want to be here.
True. I mean, monster girls and stands are pretty tight. So, like, a combination of the two. But I'd be afraid that maybe that would make the world, like twice as dangerous, though. It's like, stands are pretty fucked up. Well, and monster girls are potentially pretty fucked up. I mean, they all can't be, like, really... nice and horny, you know. Some of them are probably really fucked up, right?
Those are the two qualities I look for in a person: niceness and horniness. Mia just fell from the sky.
Yep,
sexy as ever, even when falling. Oh, look at them!
Let's comment on Mia's outfit because she's the only one that changes outfits each week.
Yeah,
I like the sweater. It's good.
Sweater's nice.
Can you share your shirts right now? Share your shouts. Share your
share
notes.
Share my shouts.
Share your notes.
Okay,
right
yeah,
now.
Let me pull up my notes again. Let me see how many emojis I gave this. Oh, that smoke coming out of her mouth or steam? Let's see if I gave that.
That was pretty good.
Angry Mia with steam coming out of her mouth, all caps, gasping emoji, 3 fire emojis, 2 heart eyes emojis, the water and then an eggplant one to suggest coming emojis, 2 okays and 3 100s.
Yes. Now we're into aggressive, like, smashing his face into boobs time, which is
This is powerful. Good. Hey, there's Smith, the worst
I like that she's,
girl.
Like, into, like, to monster girl idol groups. That's pretty cool.
That's, like, taking it, giving a shit about your job. This is cool. This is a moment that's too.
Now I want you to examine Mia's stance in this scene. Once they go back to normal animation, does she know CQC? What is she doing? That looks like some kind of judo.
She absolutely knows CQC. Like, come on, look at her.
God damn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have we made parallels between Metal Gear Solid 3 and the Monster Girls yet?
No, I don't think we have.
Smith. Here's Smith. I feel like we barely comment on the episode to just talk about our usual bullshit and just enjoy the visuals.
It's pretty good.
At this point, I've seen this episode like 10 times.
Look at that background box, huh? A lot of detail there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Look at his eyes. They're gone again.
Oh, look. That's pretty cute. They're like the cutest totem pole.
Mm-hmm. They're all so sorry.
Pretty much,
this is good shit.
This is good shit. Good shit, 100% emoji. Good shit, 100% sign me the fuck up. I like how Miss Smith looks bored in this scene.
Yeah.
She kind of always looks bored, but that's weird because she has the best job on Earth.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think she's ever
kissed another monster
girl
before? Maybe it's the worst job on Earth
because
she doesn't...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I was about to say...
Definitely.
I don't know if it's the best job or the worst job because she doesn't actually get to live with the monster girls.
No. But she gets to take car rides with the monster girls and, like, take them out to ice cream.
She seems like she's having fun. I mean, like, when you see her at home and stuff, she seems like she's living it up.
Yeah.
She's always taking a bath or something.
Yeah.
Or just laying around.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
that's
chilling.
That's what I do, but when you see me doing it, it looks a lot more depressing. In Japanese shows, they're all about, in Japanese culture, honestly, they're all about getting that government job, that nice and easy government job.
Yep.
I think there's job security in sexy monster girls because they're only going to be more.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a nice, you know, government job where, you know, you're working for the greater good of the people because you're embracing, you know, the mixing of cultures and all that. It's a noble job.
It's kind of interesting because a government worker came to my house and told my mom, "Your son's not going to get married. We cannot allow his genes to re-enter the pool." So that's kind of the reason I'm here still today.
Oh, boy.
So it's kind of the opposite of this situation, but our main character is such a kind, happy soul that they want him to get his genes and monster girls, I guess. Maybe they don't like eyes. I don't know.
That's actually one thing that I really sort of like about this show is that it's like a harem where, like, the dude isn't like the fucking worst, which is nice. Like, he's just like, please help me. These monster women are trying to murder me. Yeah. And it's nice that he's not like a total shit bag.
I think he should be more active. Like, I'd like him more if he was more active on trying to get monster girls, like, accepted in the society.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is the least awful person to monster girls in this world. So.
Yeah, yeah. He punched that one dude real good. I appreciated that.
He will milk some titties from the kindness of his own heart.
Oh, we haven't got to that yet.
Some minotaur titties. Ooh, minotaur titties.
Nice.
And there's Mia.
I hate
and
that
slip.
Chapter so much because I'm not wild about lactation.
Oh boy, yeah, here's, yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh. I gave this 5 cat with hard eyes emojis.
Oh.
Not gonna lie, this is pretty good.
I'm into this.
I'm just like, ooh, hoo, hoo. I'm like blinking my eyes and my, whoa.
He turned into like a car. Russ turned into a cartoon wolf and yeah. He's stomping the ground and steam's coming out of his ears.
Yes. What emoji would you give that?
Probably another eggplant with a cum coming out of it.
Oh, I can't believe we both thought eggplant. Speaking of eggplant, this has given me a big fat eggplant.
Jeez.
Well, as big as I could with my tiny dick. But
Russ is in the canon of our podcast as a tiny dick. In the canon of our podcast, I mean reality. No, look, okay, her butt is mostly scaled up. She cannot poop from there.
I don't know. Maybe she's got a tight hole.
You know?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
I said that. The police are going to track you down. She's got a crazy tongue. She's got a Gene Simmons tongue, and it's kind of sexy.
Yeah, it's pretty this good.
My note for this was, what that tongue do, then 4 100 emojis. So, okay. That's the mindset I was in when I was watching this.
Oh, shit. That's a cool shot.
That was a cool shot.
Oh, they're so horny.
Yeah, they're like... This...
Whoa, was that full-blown pussy?
No, in the manga, it was censored with a feather that it happened to be falling.
Whoa. So are you telling me that it's almost like, oh, shoot.
Oh, boy. Oh, dear. There are a lot of, real close-up shots of them, like, taking his pants off, which is, like... super expecting that.
So Poppy has a cloaca.
She must, because she lays eggs.
Yeah, okay. She lays eggs. She's a blade.
I mean, yeah.
So, well, I wonder if you would need like a weird like spiral dick, like a duck, you know, to like.
Not all birds have spiral dicks.
True. True.
Oh.
Oh man, this is quite a scene.
Yeah.
Can you? I'd love you to. Alan, you should become a real Hollywood producer on television and film projects just so you could say that about any show. Well,
this is quite a scene.
Now, this is quite a scene.
We're chomping on a cigar. there's the money shot, kids.
Hey, that's kind of offensive towards Hollywood producers, dude.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
Do you see how small her hands are compared to her own breasts?
Do you see how small her head is compared to her own breasts?
Yeah, I would say small, like, pretty much everything else, everything is very small, except for her, like, yes. Horse body.
Yeah.
They're so horny. Man.
Cool. Oh, wow, he's like, oh, wow, that's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Tarantino would love that.
Tarantino would love that.
They're so horny.
I think out of all the monster girls that are have been introduced to the show so far, Poppy would be his favorite because she's the one that actually has like
yeah, she's got feet. Not like hooves. Yeah.
We like really gotta get Tarantino on the podcast.
We do.
When is the Hateful? Maybe he'll be on his press junket. Do you think we could get in league with his publicist?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really into this idea that like basically they're gonna fuck him to death eventually.
That's the natural conclusion of this manga. That's what we've been waiting for.
His brushes with death become. An increasingly important plot point as this goes on.
I'm glad. I'm really glad.
It gets increasingly important and increasingly sexy.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Is she just taking a bath at 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Maybe I should get into that.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should start bathing, Russ. I meant to tell you this earlier.
Just use a couple of wet wipes and I'm probably good.
It's sink baths, you know.
Listen...
Yeah, I went to Russ's apartment, and it's just his bathroom's an empty room with a hole in the floor and a bunch of wet wipes in a pile. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Jeez.
You screamed and you tried to run away, but I locked all the doors.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Because you were hotboxing the place, too.
That's true.
This is boring, because there's not any monster girls on screen.
Yeah,
get out of here, Smith.
Yeah, Mrs. Smith. It's just like a cash scene. It's boring. Like...
Okay, now here's some good shit. Look at the tomato. It says Monster Tomato Ketchup.
Oh, boy. That would be way better. Now, are they implying that the Monster Energy Drink Corporation has entered the world of ketchup production?
I was thinking just kind of like how in Yurikuma they went to a store and there was Yuri beef, and I think that just like everything in this
everything
world
in is just like monster. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, do you think the Monster energy drink brand has just got off the charts? Like,
yeah, they're. Oh, this is just like in Metal Gear Solid 1, where Snake uses the ketchup to fake his own death when he's in the cell. And then, like, what is it? Doesn't, like, Johnny Sasaki show up and then you, like, knock him out?
Yes. 'Cause he's
shitting or whatever the fuck?
Oh, God. Yeah. See, horniness and anger are only two sides of the same coin, much like hatred and love.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I really do love that Mia's on the L-shaped couch and she takes up the whole thing, because of course she does.
That's like perfect for her.
That's why I need the fucking docky, Taylor Swift. God damn it.
God, he's just destroyed.
Who among the three of us has ever gotten so horny they had to beat the shit out of somebody? Ellen?
No, well.
Maybe verbally and emotionally. Daragon's too much of a soft heart. I don't think he can fight anybody.
Well, I punch a mirror. Does that count?
Oh, you go like Apocalypse Now? You just like smash mirrors?
I break mirrors in my face in the United States.
Well,
but I'm,
I smash
I'm
windows and mirrors just because I get so angry that monster girls don't exist. Look at the three of them. They're so cute.
God damn it.
And he's collapsed.
Yep.
As we all have, because this was a harrowing journey.
I really enjoy that, like, they all call him Master, except for Mia, who still calls him Darling, no matter what.
That's See, the weird thing is the manga, Poppy called him Husband.
Well, it's weird. On the translation.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really like this show continues the tradition of anime having, like, insanely incongruent like ending themes where it's like there's always it's like a lighthearted show and then the ending theme is always just like
like no reason. This is the fucking state we live in where we have to rely on these monster girls to realign the fucking police force because we are living in a fucking police state. I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about fucking Japan too. We're all slaves to these fucking corporations and how they control all these goddamn companies. And these four monster girls are the fucking Serpico of modern law enforcement, because they're keeping it clean, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how I feel about the situation. Daragon,
that's beautiful.
Should we go and rate this episode?
Yeah, absolutely.
I give it an A.
Yeah, I give it an A also.
I'm going to also give it an A, because there was lots of the protagonist. I cannot remember his name, but it was a lot of him getting beat up in this episode, and I enjoy
that's
that.
True. Him getting beaten up and Mia Titty.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And Mia in a nightie, which is really good.
Ooh. Yeah, the slime next week.
We're meeting a new character next week, the slime, which is pretty huge. Were we gonna like rate characters by episode, like rate the episodes by like what's the best so far and what's the worst?
Oh yeah, we did. So I think we said, I can't remember what we said last time. I think we liked the first episode better than the second because the second did not have enough Mia in it.
That's true.
True.
But this one has. But this one, I think, might be better than the first.
So, we're going... This is... Number one is still number one.
Yeah.
I mean...
Number three is number two.
We want more Mia.
Yeah. I definitely would rate the first episode the highest still, because, like, there's... Still nothing has topped the cold open from the first episode. So...
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a scene, maybe in the next episode, that might top that.
Okay. I'm
I think
ready.
You know which one I'm talking about, Russ.
No, I'm totally ignorant. Like, I'm...
Oh. Well, you'll see.
I'm excited. My excitement has already been about 100% emoji, and right now, it can only go even higher. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's possible. Don't ask me.
We'll see. Yeah, don't ask me why, like Billy Joel.
please don't taint this podcast with Billy Joel.
Okay, I'll save it for my Billy Joel podcast, Run the Joels.
No, that's a segment on our podcast.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, God. Oh,
I love Billy Joel so much. Okay, let's answer some fan questions.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Okay, so at Bright Primate asks, Lamia or Echidna?
Lamia.
Lamia.
Yeah, Lamia. Unless we're talking about Knuckles, the well, still Lamia.
I you know, if we're doing a Mary fuck kill situation, it's Mary Knuckle. No, Mary Mia.
Yeah. Fuck
Knuckles. Fuck Knuckles. And kill intolerance.
True.
Yes. Thank you.
Against monster girls and other races and other sexual orientations.
And echidnas.
And echidna. Mm-hmm. Both the monster girl echidna and the sonic echidna.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or the monster girl echidnas live on Angel Island?
Yeah. Or are part of the Dark Brotherhood as exemplified in Archie comics, but we don't.
Yeah, yeah, like Kobar and Julie Sue. Those are the only two members of the Dark Brotherhood I can remember off the top of my head.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Paul Benson Sucks on Twitter asks, what's your thoughts on Monster Girl lactation?
Bad.
Yeah.
Good. I don't know.
I hate it.
So yeah, I think...
I'm not too big on lactation, but then at the same time, a while ago, you would have told me that... I would have told you that I wasn't into Monster Girls or anime girls in general, and that has changed quite a bit.
Mia transformed
so,
you.
I don't know. I gotta see it.
She transformed you like she transformed this world or society.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So there is a chapter of the manga about where they go to a farm and they milk minotaurs and other monster girls there. And I thought maybe this will change my views on lactation. It did not. It was very bad.
I enjoyed that chapter. I don't think I like lactation a whole lot. But I like that Alan dislikes it so much because it makes me happy. It makes him feel unhappy, displeasured, and unhappy.
Look, you know how I feel about piss? I kind of think like lactation kind of fills that same niche. What I'm saying is that lactation
is
like piss from it's tit piss is what I'm saying. it's like cum or piss from a boob, and I'm not into that.
That's what you're gonna say to your child. That's what you're gonna say to your child on the day of his marriage. That's you're gonna put your hand on his shoulder. You're gonna say to him, "Son,
listen, son.
If
you think about it, breast milk is like piss or cum from a boob."
He's going to look at you and he's going to say, I love my beautiful monster girl bride, but I'm going to have to cancel the marriage, Pops.
Oh, God.
And you say to him, I'm sorry, son, but I'm going to have to fucking kill you with my stand. And you punch his head off because he's actually secretly a pillar man. Next question.
Fuck. Okay. Monty asks, what happens to the nut after you nut in a goo girl?
You already, it dissolves into her.
Yeah, it just, she's goo, so it just doesn't go anywhere. It's...
Uh-huh. Well, see, don't want to spoil anything, but in the manga, and presumably upcoming in the anime, when the slime girl absorbs different things, she reacts in different ways, like she absorbs poison and she becomes, like, meaner, like tsundere.
Oh.
And she, like, absorbs fertilizer at one point and turns giant and some shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, how do you...
That's for the Sket fans and also the... What is that? What do you call the fetish of giant women again?
Giant woman.
Giant woman fetish. Yeah. Steven Universe
fetish. I know there's like a Japanese word for it, but I don't remember what it is.
No. I wish I could still find that thing on Vimeo of the guy who made a giant Star Fox... A crystal from Star Fox, but giant.
That got taken down?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that one got taken down.
Oh,
and the one where he gets
eaten.
The one where he gets eaten whole by Crystal from Star Fox got taken down, too. I was very upset. Because that used to be my jam that I would show to people at parties.
That's an American piece of art. That's an American piece of art.
Wow.
I should have downloaded it.
Argentinian, because I can't tell where that guy's from. But I don't know.
I'm going to have to go dig around for it.
But that's a piece of international art that reflects our culture as is right now. And our culture wants to be eaten. Like Crystal the Fox, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, who doesn't, honestly? Come on.
Now, would you get eaten by a monster girl? This is a question I'm asking you guys now. Mia could unhinge her jaw.
Yeah, I would say like it would probably be the most pleasant to be eaten by Mia, because, like, she wouldn't be, like, chomping you into pieces. She would just, like, swallow you whole, and then you just kind of slide through. Yeah, it would probably suck. Yeah. You'd probably get, like, suffocated in there, but I don't know. I'd take that over getting, like, like Talon to
death. Spider Girl injecting you with poison and liquefying your bones.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to be eaten by a monster girl because I think.
You think they'd feel bad afterwards?
No. I think that they assume they're gonna eat humans anyway. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like the thought process of being eaten. That doesn't sound good to me.
I'm not into vore either. But if I had to pick one, I pick Mia.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
But that's just when most.
It sounds fucked up, like the band fucked up.
So what do you think happens when you nut in a goo girl?
I don't know. Maybe she gets hornier.
The
problem with this anime is you can't tell. Everybody's just getting hornier and hornier. It's not like, you know.
It's a horny escalation. It's like the horny Cold War up here.
The horny Cold War. That was already kind of the Cold War, though.
In a way, but they were horny for weapons.
For destroying the planet.
It's the baby boomer generation. Think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of like the only winning move is not to get horny. Yeah. That's mutually assured horniness.
Think of the horniest presidents in history.
They were all the Cold War presidents.
All the Cold War presidents. Come on. Anyway.
Yeah. Damn. That's what Metal Gear Solid 3 is about, by the way.
At Name of the Year asks, can you fuck the slime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, there's a lot of things you can fuck if you try hard enough and you are willing to be pretty loose with the definition of fuck. So,
yeah, true.
You can fuck a honeydew if you want to.
Yeah.
You just have to know the right settings on a microwave.
You can just rub the end of a Lamia's tail. You know, I guess
I don't think that counts. That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count because he didn't get murdered by like the sex police when he did that. So
I don't think if you fuck everything, you're gonna get murdered. I think that's so a pretty unhealthy.
You don't think the sex police count fingering or like digital stimulation?
Well, apparently not.
They're just like only like PIV or C in this case for Cloaca.
Well, like Smith did like basically specifically say that like. You're not allowed to hurt them, and also like popping their cherries counts. So
that's fucked up. Because hold on, we don't even know if they have hymens. First of all, especially if they have cloacas.
Yeah, that's true. Mia. Well, they definitely. I think it's implied pretty hard that Mia has a vulva. So
yeah but that's external. Come on. I think what I'm saying. I think she just poops out of there too. Whatever it is.
Oh yeah, probably yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay. You know what? I have no idea
what we're talking about right now. I think we just talked about monster girl hymens and then
cloacas. So
yeah, I think that kind of turned me around. I think I'm on the cloaca train now.
Whoa! This is a big episode for Alan here. Yes. One final.
Everybody ditched me as soon as they saw that. As soon as they saw the slightest hint of a vulva. But I'm telling you, you're fools.
I mean, she's half snake, half woman. Maybe it's like. Maybe she has like a hybrid vagina, you know? You never know. It's like
hybrid vagina. Yeah. They're better fuel economy.
Yeah.
Our final question of the evening.
Uh-huh.
Friend of the show at the Roostar, Justin at the Roostar. What is Monster Girls? Well, Justin, they're beautiful and passionate and wonderful creatures.
Absolutely.
Of imagination right now, but hopefully in the future, a reality. And what I'm going to recommend to you, Justin, is you buy your child. He's a new father, by the way.
Oh, nice.
I know this because like I follow him on Instagram, and that's most of his existence right now. He's never going to listen to this podcast, so yeah. You buy your child all as many copies of this comic book as you can, and you give it to him. And it's going to really teach Wally a thing or two.
Yeah, I think so.
No, you buy one and then you save it for his 18th birthday, and then you hand him.
I was gonna say 13th birthday. It'd be like
13, and just
if
like now you're a man.
Soon,
now
you're if you're a gonna man. Die soon, hide them around, and then leave letters to your child. He'll discover volumes, and they'll lead to hints that will eventually reveal. And on the final, when the final volume of Monster Musume comes out, he's gonna find it, and the final page is gonna say, "I love you, son." And it's going to be beautiful.
But it's going to be like a text bubble that was Mia's speech originally, except you just erased it and wrote, "I love you, son," in it.
God.
Well, Mia's going to say, "I love you." Then Mia's going to draw her into the book, a la that aha video.
God.
And,
oh, man.
Jeez.
Hey, I'd take on her any day.
I was about to say that, Ross. Fuck you.
Thank you. well, speaking of fuck you. Fuck you, listeners. We have to end the episode right now. I apologize. But it was a lot of fun. Did we all have fun this episode?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
I have fun every time I watch Monster Musume.
Yeah. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing, and I'm glad it exists.
Yeah.
It's just this in prison school this season, pretty much. These are the only things keeping me alive.
Yeah, you know why, guys?
Why?
Because every week is a delight with a monster girl.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's for us to sign off for the show.
Yeah, Alan, I thought you were supposed to say something too, Alan.
I don't think I ever say anything after that. Usually just say that and we cut it out.
Oh, okay. Well, every week is a delight with a monster girl. 8 a.m.
tomorrow,
I'm a senior. I've got 1 year to make it all work. And that's what I'm going to do. Make it work.